New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Quick segment before we can get into a little bit longer session here with the Whiteboard Wednesday on a thirsty Thursday. I think right now when you're recruiting, I think you have to break up your recruiting class into three sections. You still got to have like guys that you want to develop and see where they shake out, right? Say you're recruiting a kid from Idaho, lineman, and say he's 265 pounds, but he's a good athlete, obviously very raw. He needs a couple of years to catch up. That's fine. You're right. You think by the third year, you should be able, this redshirt sophomore year, you should know what you got, right? Whether you're going to be able to get him out there during that season or the next season, or he's going to have to transfer and go down the level. Okay, so that's, you can still put a third, or not a complete 33%, but three different sections of recruiting class. So that's one, development. And then the other at the very top are, your guys that, whether it's a position of need or they are ready physically, mentally, and spiritually to go out there and play early, freshmen. And that's generally your early enrollees. Or if they're from a state where they have a really good high school program, you can know he's going to come in ready to go. Obviously, with Nebraska, being able to, go practice for a bowl game, they're able to get some guys in there early to at least go to practice, so forth and so on. So I think that's your ones that you got, your guys that are going to be out there early, guys that that are not going to be out there early. And then there's a part of, we'll see. You watch four games. Oh, he playing? He's going to play early. I don't know if he's ready. And then a lot of it depends on what you do in the portal. If it's a really, really position of need, or if it's a position of not as intensified of a need. That's how you're going to have to do it. And then obviously, you're going to have to continue to do that. And those percentages to those three like buckets will change based on
new year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prior year's performance, what's out there in the portal, or what you can get high school wise. Because if you have a great run in a hotbed that you can go around, or you just have a really good class where you're getting a lot of freshmen that they're coming in, they're ready to play, you got to throw them out there. Because as we know with this transfer portal, and I think it'll slow down a little bit with the 105 because it'll be a contract, and it'll go both ways. You'll be able to keep guys on campus a little bit longer.
It's obviously not going to be an even one-third. When you look at Nebraska, what's kind of your theory for what percentage of each class needs to be developmental guys, ready to play guys, and then that third category?
For this class that we just got?
Just in general.
How
would you break it up when you're looking for it?
Ooh, that's tough, man. I think the smallest percentage is probably the in between.
Okay. Yeah.
Ideally, we'd like to get even Steven after that, a percentage of guys that are in development, and then all the guys that are playing. If you can, if you can get 6-7 freshmen that are able to play and be contributors, that's a heck of a class. Yeah. And then if you got 6 development guys, and you got some guys in the middle, so that's 12. And so just say you have 6 or 18 total. You get 3 extra ones that play, so actually 9 actually play. Maybe the the bottom of the top in the three. So four really start to hit off in the last five or six games. Mm-hmm. You know, so nobody redshirts. So you got nine kids that don't redshirt, and then you got nine that do redshirt. That's pretty, you know, that's pretty good, because you'd like to think that bottom half, the ones that didn't play in year one, will be pushing towards past that four games. Let's also, your record dictates that as well.
Right.
The situation dictates that as well. And can you get them in there within that four games without them losing a lot of confidence, but making sure they gain a ton of confidence in the learning experience and the playing experience? So mm-hmm. it's constant bi-weekly roster management, ego management, salary cap management that you have to be. I don't think there's anybody that's, there's no perfect way to do it, because it changes all the time. So you have to be open to suggestions and adjustment. And then also, when you have a time to knock it out of the park, you can't swing and miss.
It's always interesting to see how coaches judge their current situation and judge, because every coach comes in with an assumption of their athletic department and what they think their level of support is going to be. The coaches, I think, that are more comfortable with where they're at and feel like they truly have the backing of their administration, I think more often than not are the ones that tend to lean into a higher percentage of developmental guys in the first class or two, yeah. paper over the rest with the ready-to-go transfers and not so many high-impact freshmen. The ones that I think take a job because they're wanted, they maybe know they weren't the first option for this school, might have gotten, you know, turned down by a higher-profile candidate. Those are the ones that I think, that going back to last segment, are the ones that maybe panic a little bit, right? Have a plan that they don't stick to because they don't feel fully confident they have the backing of the people above them.
Yeah.
So they'll try to cut the line. They'll try to swing big, hit a, you know, three-run home run with no one on base sort of thing. It's always interesting to judge these coaches based on not just how they do in year one, but how they recruit and what they go for, right? Cignetti is the example of, I don't know if he knew what he was getting from Indiana. I don't know if Indiana knew what they were getting for him. What was he able to do? Bring in a lot of guys that had played college football, guys he trusted, but then next year, but I think really, you know, two or three years from now, we're going to see how that recruiting looks. It's going to be on an uptick, but we'll yeah. see just what Kurt Cignetti thought about Indiana and the level of support he was going to receive. I think by the recruiting classes he has and how many contributors he has from his first class or two in two or three years.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously knew what he was getting coming in there, and it could also change the culture because of the leadership and the winning mentality and what it takes to win is already built in. And plus, you got to also think about this, and this is kind of works where I think where kids going into portal got to really, really take it. You know, like you walk out the door, you got to turn around and look, whereas you got the Taj Mahal over there, you got to make sure, you know, no matter, there's about four or five places maybe that you go, is he equivalent to that? Well, on the flip side, Indiana and all their players, I think he brought in, 13, 14 guys yeah. from James Madison? Mm-hmm. They left, and James Madison is pretty good FCS, right? Mm-hmm. But then you come here, or come to Indiana. It's bigger, higher, more high profile. They just had an influx of NIL money, right, at that when he got there. That's how they got him, mm-hmm. or Kirk Cignetti. And then they appreciate everything they have.
Yeah.
And then they started to win. And so now it's just essentially a boil over effect. So if you, all those 13 guys, and I know they probably paid guys a little bit more, but if they got, I doubt they're all were getting, say, $20,000 per player NIL, and I'm sure they're getting a little bit more than that, right? Mm-hmm. Versus, I'm talking about back at James Madison, yeah. to what they're getting now on a bigger stage, and they're in the college football playoffs, mm-hmm. and they're like, you know, all the national stuff. It's a totally different thing. So I think it's just where Nebraska's at and where they could be. And it's just a process. They're probably closer than what they probably think or people give them credit for. But then also you got to make sure you don't hang your hat on being close. We've been there before.
Yeah.
But being close, because that gray area I talk about when you're ascending through the clouds, you're getting through the top. And so if you don't hit the gas hard enough and really add some things to it, you could be stuck in there for a little while.
When you get into that gray area, you got to trust that you're still going the right way.
Yeah.
It might be murky. It might be hard to see. Like you're saying, hit the gas. Yeah. Don't dip down because you don't know how close to the end of the gray area you are. But if you let off the gas, you tap the brake, whatever it is, you're never going to see the top of the mountain.
Yeah, steadfast. I mean, it's hard, man. I mean, look for these kids and have some success and people calling you. I never was exposed to any of that. And so the same thing for these kids. They have a lot of distractions and phone calls, and we can pay you more and all this. Sometimes, you know, grass isn't always greener. And I think also some the hidden value here at Nebraska is something if you are able to get enough guys to understand. And I'm not saying, you know, don't definitely, you know, be underpaid, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, get a fair market value. But also think about the value of if you really, really go in and lock in, really, really go back and peel the onion or the skin off the onion and let your eyes water a little bit on last season. I guarantee there's some things they know they can control and fix that will get you to 8 wins, 9 wins. You get the 8, 9 wins here at Nebraska. There's not, I'm telling you, and it's weird for me to say because we were undefeated or bust. That's the only thing we knew. You get the 8, 9 wins and you get into the tournament.
Oof.
You have no idea what you're going to be, a part of in this day and age of college football. But we're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to do our Whiteboard Wednesday on this Thursday. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School Crew. We'll be back.